You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You know,
I got you.
You got it. Best of all the different worlds. You know? Variety is the spice of life.
Variety is the spice of life.
You got to keep it spicy. All right. Noon hour straight ahead, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple minutes. There is some breaking news. Is it breaking news? It is breaking,
yeah.
Kind of. We knew it was going to happen.
It's official.
And now it's official. We'll get there in just a minute. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. A lot of fun here in the noon hour.
I think, you know, when you look at this, the head coaching secure. So could we just talk about the Eagles in two more segments? I mean, the thing with them is the constant part of the GM has always been there.
Yep.
You know, he's been there forever, and he's been developing. He's been through – Sirianni's his third coach, right?
Is that right?
Well, he hired Chip Kelly. I don't know.
I don't either.
Because Chip told him to kick rocks.
Probably not.
No, yeah. But he did fire Andy Reid.
Right.
No,
so he's been there from Andy Reid to Chip Kelly. There was something between Kelly and Sirianni. I don't know who I'm forgetting. But
Doug.
Yeah, Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. So I mean, the constant part about it is that you got this guy, this GM. Then we give, you know, DaCosta and Ozzie and all those and the Ravens, rightfully so, their flowers. But this dude here, this dude's a mad scientist, man. Mm-hmm. He really, really is. And he finds him. He goes, he finds him, and then they have his Werberthal. Okay, I don't want to fire this guy. Because he's in control of what Sirianni's future is.
Like, so I really believe in him.
Let me help him.
Yeah.
Hey, Vic, what you doing? You want to go coach Ziegler? Now, we're going to have a lot of young players, and it's going to be some growing pains. But I'm going to find you the right guys. And it was some growing pains, and then the younger guys. And then Vic, after the bye week, was like, all right, scrap all this. We're going to do this. And they got better at it. And it's like, I know it's another offensive coordinator for our quarterback, but this kid, people think really highly of this guy, Kellen Moore. He's done it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Dallas's offense was really good.
He had some success.
Let's bring him in. Jalen is not the typical quarterback and nothing like that, but he'll figure it out and we'll run this thing. And there it is.
First Super Bowl champion since 1975 to have more rushing yards than passing yards. I think they had 60 more rushing yards than they had passing yards. It was like 3,866 rushing, 3,820 passing, which is crazy. Just like the
In today's NFL,
but even in any day's NFL, to have a perfect balance like that is nuts.
Unbelievable.
And then to win the Super Bowl with the rushing attack like that for the first time in all those years. I think that's right. Like, you have to have the right people in place. Empower them, trust them to make the decisions that relate to their lane, which is the player personnel decisions for Roseman, obviously the football decisions for Sirianni. They can come together on some of the coaching staff stuff, but like, to believe, we hired this guy Sirianni for a reason,
right?
Like, there's definitely question marks about him. You got the first press conference, you got some of the weird stuff he does and the way we wondered if he was mature enough to be a head coach because it felt like sometimes Jalen was like reining him back in during games. It's like, that's not a great dynamic. The head coach kind of needs to be the grown up in the room all the time. It seemed like maybe at times he wasn't, but they believed in him for a lot of different reasons. And ultimately they proved to be right about those reasons. The more that we get away from it, and certainly winning a championship with the changes that they made makes it seem even better. But the further we get away from it, it really does feel like what happened at the end of the year last year with Philadelphia, when they just crashed and burned, and then they played in that playoff game against Tampa, and it looked like half the guys didn't even want to play in the game. Like, it just feels like the coaching staff just crumbled.
It
like
did.
The leadership between Sirianni and the offensive and defense coordinators, and the relationship between the coordinator and Jalen Hurts and Sirianni, it was all so strained that everything just completely fell apart from that.
And it looked like, and it, he went out and said, "Okay, I'm not going to hire none of your guys. I'm going to go get a guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a guy that I think you can work well with.
Yeah, trust me.
Yes,
I'm going to bring in someone that's going to be good for everybody, but trust me to do it.
Right,
and then there you go.
Yeah,
and now what for the ninth year in a row, Jalen Hurts is going to have a different offensive coordinator.
He sure is.
Every year in college, every year in the NFL, he's had a different offensive coordinator.
Unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable.
And to win the way that he's won and have that sort of turnover.
It's a lot about him.
It's great. It does. It says a ton about him. Yeah. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so that breaking news was related to what we were just talking about. Kellen Moore has been named the next head coach of the New Orleans Saints, so all of the coaching vacancies have been filled. We knew that one was happening. Yeah. That was pretty poorly kept secret, but they had to keep it until now, and so there you go. Now you go from that situation in a very well-structured and run organization
Woo boy,
to the Saints, which is not that. In any way, shape, or form.
I think it's going to be a struggle for him. I think, well, we know the biggest thing he has to do now, and I'm pretty sure he did some of this as far as during the bye week of between the last NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. I don't think he did it Super Bowl week, but that week, calling guys. Calling, hey, if I get this gig, would you want to come on as this, and this? It's going to be real important who he hires as his defensive coordinator, because I'm pretty sure he's going to call plays. Pretty sure he's going to call plays. So who does he get in to come and run his defense for him?
Yeah, the hard part is because Schottenheimer got the job in Dallas, and they've got kind of a similar network.
Yeah.
And Schottenheimer hired a lot of those guys in Dallas.
Exactly.
Already.
So, I mean, I'm sure, you know, he's got to call some people that know some people in the league. What'd you think about this? Like, you know, go and get somebody like, I don't know. Oh, God. Is he Staley? Staley.
Oh, from the Chargers.
From the Chargers. Is he on the
staff? He was on a staff, but not in like an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator.
Yeah. So
position.
If he's out there, he's a guy with experience or something like that. Do you go find that one of them old heads? I don't know how you do it, but they got so much work to do. First order business: what you going to do with your quarterback?
Yep.
Because he's at 51. They already 51 under over. I'm sorry.
Yep.
And he's got a 51 by himself. And so, what do you do with that situation? Obviously. The roster has got to be it's older.
Can you convince them to just be like, you know what? This is going to suck for a little bit.
Keep Derek Carr.
But we got to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't.
Oh, you think eat it?
I eat it. Just because we don't have a good draft pick anyway.
They don't.
They don't. I mean, just eat it. Like, we're going to – let's try to draft well
because
and get as much down
fault
as we can.
They're in this.
Right.
Because of all
but let's
the
get out of it.
And all of it.
Let's get out of it and out from under some of these players.
And he's a relative young coach.
And maybe in getting out from under it, we're going to lose some games. Maybe we'll have the number one pick next year when Arch Manning's coming out.
Oh,
that'd be
man,
nice.
Could you imagine
Arch Manning as a saint? Okay,
oh,
I just figured
God
out their whole
almighty
plan right there.
Arch Manning as a saint.
So they need to suck this year. Right?
Yeah.
Get rid of all of it.
Because he's from New Orleans. He's from New Orleans, too.
His dad his grandpa's Archie Manning.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I mean, figured out their whole deal. That's his Drew Brees.
Yeah. And that's what, and you remember we talked about it yesterday, was it always Drew and Sean that mask a lot of the Saints have some good players. They have some good players. And, you know, as much as we don't like him, Sean Payton's a hell of a football coach. And Drew Brees is one of the all-time greats.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and he's an all-time great quarterback. And so when you add those pieces to his play calling with a great quarterback, you're going to win a lot of games. And your defense kind of grew together. They had some rough ass players.
Man, they had some good players.
Rough ass players on that defense for the Saints. But, yeah, new era. 35 years old. Now it's all about the hires now. You got to figure out this coordinator thing.
Fox projects, wouldn't they? Maybe we'll get this predict from someone else too, but Fox projects a record 126 million viewers on average for the Super Bowl. That would break the all-time record for viewers.
Good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, kind of. Not surprised.
Nope. I mean, honestly, I'm not surprised that people watch the Super Bowl.
No.
I guess that I'm surprised that it like broke the all-time record just because the game itself wasn't great. And I feel like the record last year was probably broken because the game was so good it went to overtime.
Do you think that because Patrick Mahomes was trilling that people were just sitting waiting to see if he would come back?
Yeah. I think that probably that probably held him. They can do the thing where they can tell you when it peaked, and they're predicting that it peaked during halftime. So I think people hung around, obviously. But then also I think people wanted to see Kendrick Lamar's performance, which kind of, because some of the criticism of his performance was like that maybe he doesn't like cast a wide enough net in terms of popularity. But if like people stuck around to watch his performance and it peaked the all-time highest viewers in Super Bowl history, wouldn't that disprove that a little bit?
Well, I think the biggest,
or am I making that too simple?
I think, no, I don't think
Am I oversimplifying that?
I think it's just, you know, when people, they want to see him, a lot of people curious, you know, about this Kendrick Lamar fella and this song that everybody keeps talking about.
Either you like him and you want to see him perform,
or
you just like halftime performances in general.
Or you're curious.
You're curious because of the Drake thing and maybe he won't be allowed to do it, whatever. Or, I don't know, what else, maybe.
I just don't think that, I don't think him doing the song was like an option. He was going
to
do it.
He had to.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole reason. Yeah. No, I mean, he's a great, great artist.
Yes,
great,
he is.
Great career.
Yes, he is.
But if that didn't happen, he wouldn't have been the halftime performer. Because Kendrick Lamar's been a very popular, successful guy for a long time.
Yes.
But this is the year that he got to do the halftime show.
Yes.
Because of that.
Yes.
So you have to do that.
Yes. That's what made it so great when he teased it early.
Yeah. Oh, it was beautiful.
It was awesome.
It was just beautifully executed.
It was awesome.
I thought the whole thing from beginning to end was great. The Super Bowl parade is going to be on Valentine's Day. Going to be a lot of like real Philly Valentine's gifts given on Friday.
Yeah. No doubt about it, dude.
It was some sort of like, what do you make? Like a. You get her like a football with chocolates on the inside or something like that.
It's going to be something, man.
Or you get her like an Eagles jersey that says, like, I love you on the back or something
just
like that.
There's going to be climbing poles.
There's going to be some Philly love on Friday at that parade.
Just stay out the poles.
There's going to be some unexpected babies created at that parade.
Yeah, I like this one because it seems like
a lot of Saquons in 9 months from right now.
A lot of Saquons. Brock Purdy has 1 year left on his deal. Seems like Jed York and the 49ers want to get him signed. And people are saying, like, should he take a team-friendly deal?
No.
Why?
He should take a Brock-friendly deal.
Exactly. Like, why should he ever take – this man was Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
This man is a starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers and has a roommate.
Yeah.
All right, because he made no money.
He also went to the Super Bowl.
And he lives in Northern California.
He went to the Bay. He went to the Super Bowl and was the quarterback.
It's expensive.
So – and guys that are as average as he is have not taken team-friendly deals. So why should he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why should I take $45 million a year? Why?
No.
So we can build a roster around you.
Yeah. How about give me market value? Because that's what every other quarterback gets. Am I as good as those guys?
No.
That's your problem.
Yeah. Deal with it. That's what I'm saying.
And he's like, well, it's about to be your problem. If we have to pay you $65 million, no one can block for you.
Yeah,
but I'll have $65 million every year.
And I get to not have a roommate.
Yeah, I don't have to have a roommate anymore. Maybe I can get a girlfriend.
Grown-ass man and roommate. Starting quarterback. Come on.
Well,
man.
I mean, I had a roommate when I was his age.
I said starting quarterback. Starting NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Starting NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
With a damn roommate. No. I need one of these. With all that
money. How old's Brock Purdy?
He's like 24, maybe?
I had a roommate.
No, he's only 24 because he was like a five-year guy. He's like 26, isn't he?
25.
25, okay.
I had a roommate when I was 25. I had a roommate when I was 28. 20, yeah.
But you were in grad school then.
Uh-huh.
So you stayed on campus.
Nope. I didn't stay on campus.
But you were in college.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, I was grad school.
Grad school is college.
But between then, I had roommates because I was broke. That's why. It was not, we don't have to beat around the bush. What? I was poor. There's I didn't have any money.
There's nothing wrong with that, dog. No. You were a struggling college student.
No, I wasn't in college. I was a professional.
Grad student.
I wasn't. I was a 27-year-old man who had a college degree and a job. I was broke, so I had to live with other grown men.
I'll leave that alone.
No, there's nothing
it's
to
okay,
say.
But that's okay. But you're not. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like in hindsight, there's been better times in my life, but it was what it needed to be. You know what I mean? All right, we'll come back. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.